a wooden house, you know, there's a board this way and a board this way, and they just overlap all the way down. I'm not sure I'm really describing these things very well. Let's see. They're designed, I think, to keep the weather out. And they...
weather board?
Yeah. But that... Shoot, the description I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. With the overlap. Okay. Now, have you heard them called anything else besides weather board? Alright. If you're talking about driving a nail, you might say, just as hard as I could,
drove the nail.
Okay. And if you're talking about putting up some fences, you have to put up some posts. Or let's say you've already done it. You'll say, well, you're gonna do it. The posts have to be what?
Into the ground.
They have to be.
If you're
gonna use a sledgehammer or something to.
I'm not familiar.
Haven't put up too many fences. Okay, well,
sometimes it's cement, sometimes it's cement.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's go back
to driving nails.
You might say, the nails have to be...
Seven.
Okay. Now, if we're talking
about
riding in an automobile, somebody might say, every day I into town. Every day
I drove to town.
Okay. And today I'm going to
drive to town.
Okay. What do you call the thing on the top of a house that keeps the rain out?
Roof.
And what do you call the things that run around the edge of the roof
that carry
the rain off?
Did you mean the eave or the gutter?
Yeah, the gutter is what I was thinking of. Have you ever heard them call anything says?
Well, I don't think we have gutters in here. I think what we use is where the water drips from here.
What do you call a little
building
out in the back of the house? Where people sometimes
keep wood
and garden tools and things like that.
A house,
okay.
A garage, which one?
I guess it would be an outhouse. Is this the kind of place where you could keep rakes and
towels
and things like that? Okay.
Or about
one that was just sort of tumbled down.
Call it an old
shack.
Okay. What about a
shed?
Would you?
A shed too.
Okay. And what about a lean-to? Are you familiar with that?
A lean-to?
Uh-huh.
I have heard it called that, but I've never used it.
Okay. Now what about... Before people had bathrooms in their houses, what did you call that little building that was out there in the back?
Toilet.
Okay. And are you familiar with any other words that people use for that little building? Okay.
Outhouse.
Okay. Well, now let's see, if this is called an outhouse.
They call outhouses mostly in the country because they don't have a toilet in it. They just have the seats and the...
Uh-huh.
It's something they have to bury.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I'm used to it. I've been used to a place where they did sometimes have toilets out in the yard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, if it actually had a toilet in it, it would be called a toilet.
Toilet.
It would be called an outhouse. Sorry. Okay.